fearlessradio.com. Fearless Radio. Fearless Radio. Fearless Radio. com.
That was Dillinger 4 with Noble Stabbings on Fearless Radio's Tweet Quest. But now I'm switching over to Fearless Radio's new music binge because we have Tally Hall here in the studio. Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
What's up?
That's good.
We were talking a lot until we went live on the radio.
Yeah.
The thing is,
that's usually how it goes.
Everybody we're very shy. There's a lot of people watching.
There's pressure to say something interesting.
They're ear watching us.
We're all actually asleep right now.
Shh, they're sleeping.
Except for that guy. He's like twitching over there.
Joe?
Let's do introductions first so everybody knows who's talking.
Okay.
Hello, my name is Zubin.
Hello, my name is Rob.
This is Andrew.
Joe here.
Ross.
And we are...
Captain Planet.
We're Tally Hall.
Nice. Well, usually when we start the new music binge, like, I play the first 20 seconds of a song, but I didn't do that today. But we're going to play...
We're
like,
leaving.
Yeah. Not yet.
I was up later.
What?
I was leaving in revolt because you wouldn't play the first 20 seconds.
Oh.
But that's okay. You know what? I'm over it.
That's good. We'll get through this.
Okay.
So where are you guys from?
Zubin.
Well, we all met in college in Ann Arbor at the University of Michigan, and we've been together for quite a while now. And now we've kind of split apart. Some of us live in Brooklyn. Some of us live in Ann Arbor still. So.
Nice.
We are on tour right now.
Cool. Where'd you guys play last night, and where are you playing tonight?
We started in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and played Ann Arbor last night. We'll be at Lincoln Hall in Chicago tonight, and we have a bunch more cities lined up for the next month. We'll be playing mostly material from our new album, Good and Evil.
Nice.
I sound like a manager. I'm like, these are the facts. Now I'm going to get them all out. Anyway, sorry
about
that.
You studied the one sheet.
Did. I am the one sheet.
You are the one sheet.
It's all right. But we have you guys linked up on the Fearless Radio homepage, and if you guys want to alert them, just go to fearlessradio.com and click the link. And if you have any questions, just tweet me at Fearless Radio. I have one coming in already, so I will check that in a few minutes. But where can we find this lovely CD that's in my hands?
There are a few very viable options. Number one, iTunes Music Store. Number two, Amazon MP3. Number three, Amazon.com. Or number four, buy it directly from our indie label, which is called Quack Media. And I think their website is quackmedia.com.
I'm sure our website would
Tally Hall
would be
a good place to go.
Rob, you kind of sound like a call-in. If somebody called in for information, you were listening.
For iTunes Music Store, dial 1. For iTunes Music Store, dial 2.
You are our website, and I'm our one sheet. Does that make sense?
It makes sense.
Perfect.
Yes.
Perfect sense.
How about we play a song off of this?
Perfect.
Should I play the first
song? Okay.
To play Never Meant to Know, press 1. To play You and Me, press 3. I'm just kidding. Play whichever one you want.
Okay, how about Cannibal?
Perfect.
All right, that's track 4 off of this. Is there anything you want to say special about this song?
I hope it does not promote eating other people.
All right, we'll be right back. Tweet me at Fearless Radio any questions you have for the band, and I will ask them. Tweet at Fearless Radio. Here's Cannibal.
Where she can stay, waiting for the darkness when she leaves, obsessed to make her way to me, because it's getting to the time that she will need to be, and I am the willing victim of a cannibal. She rips out my bones just like I'm an animal. She leaves, it's a mistake. take aboard. I am not the only one that she has come to see. Dig up the skeletons of men who thought that they would be the one like me. Like they could be the ones to make her believe. But for now, I am the willing victim of the cannibal. She rips out my bones just like I'm an animal. And right when I'm feeling like my blood is drained, she calls it a game. But the wound that she leaves, hiding in corners disguised, she's a phantom, a glimmer inside. She keeps on feeding while I am conceding. So please won't you tear me open wide.
That was Cannibal by Taily Hall. And Mark Williams, the Mark Williams, just tweeted me and was like, apparently it's pronounced Taily Hall, but...
I can speak to that. That's a very uncommon misconception. It's always been pronounced Taily Hall, and seems that we've never encountered that problem before.
The real Taily Hall was a place that closed down. It was near Detroit.
What kind of place was it?
It was awesome. It was like the first food court in America, I think. Something along those lines. It wasn't really a food court. It was like this indoor collection of very unique eateries, as well as a few unique shops and crazy old arcade games and machines that you'd put quarters into, and they would do things. One had a depiction of the Spanish Inquisition. That's my most memorable one. Anyway, it was a very cool.
Amazing.
It was a very cool place. Yeah, it was a very unique and amazing location.
It was ragtime vaudeville.
It was something you would stroll into from walking down a boardwalk, perhaps, like in the 40s or 50s. Like a Coney Island type place.
Picture this. All your greatest dreams are coming true. The sky is purple, and your pockets are filled with gold medallions.
But with great dreams come horrible nightmares.
And they closed.
And great responsibility.
Rated R.
This fall. In a world.
In a world.
I heard that you guys have, like, a weekly show or something, like, comedy sketches, because you guys are pretty funny.
For a while, we were putting out something called Taily Hall's Internet Show, which was a 10-episode internet series. We haven't made a new episode in quite some time, but it was something that we enjoyed doing and continues to be something that we enjoy doing. Perhaps one day we'll be able to do it again.
Hopefully we'll be releasing some video content soon.
In fact, as we speak, our dear friend Bora is manning a digital camera, filming this entire event, and perhaps we'll whittle this footage down one day into a palatable Boralog.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Or he'll just crudely put all of it up online without editing any of it.
Well,
it so not really boring.
You could, like, Ustream it. Nice. Like, too bad you guys aren't doing that now.
We've done Ustream. Yeah, that was fun. We did a little Ustream chat.
Nice.
It's difficult to keep up with the questions on Ustream.
Yeah, and there's a delay.
Flying by.
I've never been on it.
But we've talked so much about us. How are you, Alyssa?
That's the point.
What did you what have you been doing?
Hanging out.
Hanging
out.
Cool.
Nice.
Yeah.
Talking on the radio, you know.
Us too.
Ain't no thing. Jefferson Plum wants to know any
JP.
Plans.
Mr. Plum.
Any plans to release awesome cover?
Can I just say Jefferson Plum is actually very close to
release
Professor Plum.
I think we released that already, didn't we?
What was the question?
Any plans to release awesome cover? Club Can't Handle Me.
I believe that's available.
We released it. We didn't put it up for download. I think you can stream it on YouTube. We put it up on YouTube.
I see.
Good question.
And he said, alternatively, I could just send you a stamp and $20 and you could post it to me in the UK. Down with downloads, up with post.
It's a very unconventional.
$20 should cover it. Sure.
Might as well make it £20 if it's going to the UK.
Tally Hall, P.O. Box. Wazoo, Oklahoma. Wahoo, Nebraska.
Oh, man. Luke from the UK wants to know, if Tally Hall were in a zombie outbreak, who would die first and why?
Ooh,
that's my favorite question to ask.
You got this, Joe?
Go ahead and answer.
You reached for the mic like you had something.
I was just fixing it.
Who played the most zombie-killing video games in their childhood, I think is the question. Certainly not me.
Probably Bora.
Do you have a theory on this, Bora? Perhaps you'd like to get behind a microphone.
Maybe you're expert enough to know which of us would.
My reaction times are better than all of yours.
So he's not going to have this, I guess. That's
therefore, Bora would be the winner.
I think we would all just survive, you know? I think we would band together and survive this one.
I think okay. So. What would your weapon of choice be?
Against a zombie?
Yes.
Zubin.
Chainsaw. Absolutely. 100%.
Like in the...
Really?
Yeah, just go for the head.
No,
cut that thing right off.
But if the blood gets in your blood, if it's easily contractable. It's communicable disease.
I think that's just 28 days later, not general zombieism.
It's also The Walking Dead. They have that same theory. I think.
All right.
Blood
changing my bazooka or grenade launcher.
So that it would incinerate the zombie.
Exactly.
Flamethrower
would be great. Well, napalm.
Andrew said disco. I don't know if anybody heard that.
Disco?
You just start dancing and then run away.
Andrew's definitely going to die first. That's our answer. You got to dance his way out of this one. I don't think somebody.
To answer your question, the answer is Andrew.
The last dance.
That truly will be your last dance, yes. Andrew.
The last dance.
Ironically, tonight. You wouldn't be staying alive.
You never can underestimate the power of disco.
I think you can never overestimate the power of
disco. Back to the Club Can't Handle Me cover. Can we expect more covers in the future? B-side or 81?
That's a good question. We're pretty focused on our current tour, but beyond that, I would say the world is our oyster.
And we're hungry.
Well, let's eat oysters.
Carrie wants to know if you guys are going to go through Iowa.
We may drive through it.
We will drive through it on this tour. We won't stop there, unfortunately.
Sorry.
Maybe for lunch or something.
Maybe she could meet us. Yeah,
We played there a few times in the past and enjoyed it.
We played at Grinnell.
We played at
Ames.
Grinnell College and University of Iowa, I believe, as well. I don't know. It just wasn't stopped on this tour.
What's up? If we do stop there for a lunch break or something, she can coordinate, or he can coordinate, or maybe some computer bot.
Text Ross.
To coordinate a meeting.
Do you guys have a Twitter?
We do.
Tweet at Tally Hall.
At Tally Hall.
At Tally Hall.
Nice. Let's see. Scott wants to know, would you ask them if you should have the champagne and brownies ready when they come back to Nashville?
Well, would you ask them that?
Yeah, that's what he said.
I think she's asking us that on
behalf. So the answer to his question
should
is yes.
Should Scott have?
Champagne and brownies?
Yeah, we got that last time.
Yeah, no complaints.
Is that the person who gave us champagne and brownies?
Probably.
Champagne?
Scott? I don't recall that.
Yeah, I totally remember.
I never got champagne.
I don't
Andrew
think
champagne. Andrew snuck off
took
with
all
the bottle
champagne.
Of champagne.
I might have had some fun that night.
What inspired Joe to write him for a scarecrow? Asks Robin.
Oh, I think that's
Scott,
your question,
Scott's
Jeff.
Serious. He's thinking right now. He's nodding.
No, he seems to be dancing. It's hard to tell exactly what's
kind of jiving around.
Stick with my official answer being disco for now.
The Wizard of Oz.
Is it hard to pinpoint any one particular inspiration? It's just a combination of things?
When I was very young, I lived like on a farm road called Morrow Lane. And there was a farmer named Jim Morrow. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking about that area when I wrote the song.
That's cool.
There you have it, Robin.
But, you know, it's not all that it's about. It's about a scarecrow.
Let's see. Shout out to Jeff. He says he doesn't have the internet, but he wants me to say that he said hello.
How can he tweet without the internet?
What? Sounds like a liar.
Something's not adding up here. Either he's incredibly tapped in, or he's...
He is the internet.
David wants to know, what is the favorite word in all of your songs you've written to date?
Wow. Favorite word?
Yes.
The.
This is a really tough question.
This is a tough issue. I'm going to go with Sotre.
That's actually a really good answer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with Disco.
Included in the Sarah Palin dictionary.
Andrew had a typo on one of his songs. It's supposed to be... story, but he wrote Sotry, and he just went with it, and that's how that word was born.
He doesn't back down from a fight.
He doesn't back down from a mistake.
I heard him back down from a spelling mistake.
Yes.
So, what is like the definition of that,
Andrew?
What do you think it is,
Alyssa?
I don't know. Zubin? It kind of reminds me of poultry.
Poultry.
I always imagine it as kind of like a soiree where people told stories. It was like a social gathering of some sort.
Yeah.
I picture like stitching for some reason.
A social gathering of poultry?
Poultry. Poultry gathering.
Sometimes I thought it was sultry.
Sultry? How can you share sultry?
Well, Andrew's a weirdo.
Calls him like he sees him.
Oh, man.
Sharing sultry.
How about we play another song? What song is the sultry song?
That's on the first record.
Yeah.
Oh.
See, second.
Bummer.
It's up to you.
Pick a number one.
Should we do him since we talked about it?
Sure.
Okay. That is track 7. Is there anything? Well, we already talked about it, so I'm just gonna play it. Here's "Him for a Scarecrow" by Tally Hole, and keep tweeting me questions at Fearless Radio. These questions are really funny, and we'll be back.
Somewhere between all the land and the sky, being by never forgiving. Nobody knows you and neither do I. Birds may believe at a distance. You wear a grin and keep perfectly still, driven away with persistence. I wonder if they have wondered or will ever wonder. Ever wonder. Farmer Jim hums when he's all alone. He may imagine you heard and he knew. You wouldn't hear what he might know. I wonder whether he wonders if you ever wonder. Ever wonder. Whispered to me, real is a feeling, and feeling is real. All of you are flowing through me, but you wouldn't know how to fathom or feel when the wind blows. The wind knows, the wind knows. Oh, circle, maybe the wind knows whether you wonder who's coming. Shame on nobody. reasoning why. The crows seem to know where you need them to go, igniting a spark in their mind, so they circle and fly. Fly. You hang around for a living, blown in the wind like a pin butterfly, monarch of ever forgiving. Some of us wonder if you wanna die. Would you wanna die? How I wonder.
And we're back.
Thank you for that. That was Him for a Scarecrow by Taily Hole. And I have a few more questions on Twitter, if you guys don't mind me asking you. Let's see. Shout out to the Moses Gun. They caught you at Jew Division a few years ago. Quite nice.
Jew Division?
Oh, no, Jew Division. The Street
Jew Division, oh, yeah.
In Chicago. Yeah, that was fun. A fun time. I like that.
I thought he said something else.
Jew Division?
Jew Division.
Judah.
Have you guys played Chicago before?
Jew Division.
Oh, yes, several times.
many times.
In fact, the last time we were here, we were at Lincoln Hall, which is where we're playing tonight, and it's a wonderful place. I think it's perhaps our favorite venue in the city.
And Shubas, we've played several times, and I love Shubas.
Also a wonderful place.
They're both affiliated with one another.
With Dom?
With Mike Shuba, I believe.
Daryl?
James?
Johnny.
I think it's Mike.
It's a Shubaman.
At first, I thought Don Shuba sounded right, but I think I was confused with Don Shula and his steakhouse.
Yeah.
Anyway, great
It could
Chicago,
be Shuba Shuba, but that's unlikely.
Great Chicago venues.
What's the question?
If we had played Chicago before.
Love Chicago.
No, it was
Dew Division Street Festival. We played that one summer.
Yeah. That was just a hello, we saw you there?
Yeah.
All right,
cool.
Well, hello.
More of a comment, but...
We saw you as well.
What was the inspiration for the song You and Me? Max wants to know that one.
Well, we were writing songs about dualistic dichotomies and things that there were opposites united by, you know, an ampersand or an and. And there's something about a relationship that's circular, and that was just a sort of, I don't know, mulling over that resulted in You and Me.
Cool.
Which relationship?
The relationship between me and a girl. A girl and I. Me. Me. I'll stick with me since that's in the lyrics.
Chris wants to know, what did not inspire Joe to write Him for a Scarecrow?
What did not inspire?
That's a good question.
That's a good question.
What didn't inspire you?
Long-winded answer here, probably.
about?
Burger King. We're the same wavelength. I know.
He's not.
I don't think he has an answer, so I'm going to answer for him. Scarecrows did not inspire the song.
That's what you went with. Really.
Seems like Joe's doubting that. I don't know. Let me try. I'll take a stab at this. The 1980s cartoon show
Smurfs.
HR Puffin Stuff. I don't think that's from the 1980s. All right. I guess I don't have
you
one.
Have
Zubin?
Either. Zubin?
Utensils.
Plastic utensils.
And we nailed it. There's your answer right there, Johnny Morcus.
If you guys could be in any movie, which would it be?
Oh, man, The Parent Trap.
Transformers 9. Parent Trap? That's pretty quick.
I love that movie when I was a kid.
Andrew's thought about that before, yeah. It seems.
But so you wish that you had a twin that you haven't met yet? Like, that's what's going on right now?
I would have wanted to be in The Three Caballeros.
I don't know, but that movie just came to my head. I haven't thought about that movie in years, but it came to my head.
Parent Trap.
I like
it.
Well, he doesn't want to,
and
he just wants to be in that movie.
just
a background
trap.
Guy, yeah.
Auxiliary character in the Parent Trap.
I want to actually be a trap that captures parents.
For this Borolog, you could take a picture of Andrew just waving and like put him in the background of the Parent Trap. Make his dreams come true.
I accept.
Okay.
Make him an extra.
Just casually waving in the background of a scene. Do you mean, Andrew, let me ask you this. I think there was a remake in the 1990s. Do you mean the remake or the original?
You know, it'd be nice to be in the new one, but the old one would be swell.
Okay.
The only one's the new one.
Okay.
This is very political.
Are you a fan of Lindsay Lohan?
Am I a fan of one? That's...
It's a complex question.
I don't want to answer that on the air.
Really?
Okay. Are you a fan of Mary-Kate and Ashley?
Well, obviously.
Did you know that we
I have nothing
really
to say about that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Her.
He said he was going to talk about it.
You said you had a question about it. Well, I guess you did ask me a question about it. Are you a fan of Mary-Kate and Ashley? Yes, I am.
That's cool. What have they been up to lately?
What
have they been up to lately?
You know,
I don't know.
I think they're going to run for president one day.
As a team.
They'll just keep rotating between
like
who's
Mary
president
and
who's vice president.
Do you like Mary-Kate and Ashley in Full House or the Investigator show better?
Or the what?
The weren't they like spies or something?
Let's get
they were private investigators.
Yeah.
What did they investigate?
Oh, all sorts of different crimes. Christmas crimes. They're usually themed. Christmas crimes. I remember there was a Christmas crime. It was all Christmas crimes, as I recall.
There are great movies, a series of wonderful movies, too.
You're talking about Dual Star Media?
Is that like a company?
That was their production company.
I know, but the
my little sister used to mail order their videos. She was a complete and utter MKNA superfan. She's the one that told Andrew, turned Andrew onto them.
No less than three montage segments in every movie. It's amazing.
Mm. Well, you can get a lot done in a montage.
You can. You can accomplish so much.
Yeah.
I was going to say, they're obviously at their peak in Full House. But you have to respect their needs.
It's been all downhill from there.
They peaked essentially as newborns. That's probably the single worst place to peak. Is there a worse time to peak than as a newborn?
The day you die.
Actually, I saw one of them at a restaurant in New York, and I was there with my mom, and my mom was trying to go over to the table and start singing our song to whichever one it was, and I had a very difficult time trying to, like, shuffle my mom and her friends out the door before she embarrassed
the audience. Wait,
you had an opportunity to have them hear our song directly?
Not directly. It would have been my mom trying to
but
sing
they
our
would
song
have known.
To
you would
them,
have had
or one of them.
A guarantee that they would have known? About
you know, all this time...
Yeah, if I wanted to disrupt whichever one's lunch it was there. It was a classy place. You can't do that.
We've been wondering if they've heard the song since Andrew wrote it. And it'd be nice to have some objective proof that they've heard it.
I should have gone up to the table and said,
no, I've never heard it. I guess I
have. Could you tell me
that opportunity, but...
Yeah.
Well, there's a special guest here today.
No.
Don't tease me like that.
Hi guys. It's me. Mary-Kate and Ashley.
Mary Kate, Nancy, Ashley.
What? Mary Kate and Ashley. That was the joke I was going for.
Should have stopped.
Should have stopped.
Jefferson Plum wants to know, what's your inspiration for the lyrics in the song Mucka Blucka?
who asked that question?
Jefferson Plum.
Jefferson Plum.
Is that a real name?
That's a good question, JP.
It came from a real place for Ross, right?
Is that really his name?
They're not really, I don't know if I'd call them lyrics. They're just chicken clucking noises. But there are some like common sort of hip hop phrases that I tried to translate into chicken speak.
It was a bonus song, so it wasn't included in the lyrics booklet.
Like an example might be,
well, Michael Blanc.
Eric, does someone want to give a beat to a decent beatboxing?
It's been a while since,
putting everybody on the spot.
Yeah. He just wanted to know what the symbolic qualities of the lyrics were. To be sure,
I think we should just give him a quick sample.
He knows what the song sounds like.
It was like group, you know, party, fun, hip hop stuff.
Yeah, satisfy you, Jefferson Plum? How many questions are you gonna ask?
It's just stuff like that. Just translate. That's all it is. Rolling down the street.
I hope to meet him one day.
Maybe.
What city is Jefferson Plum in? Perhaps he'll respond to that.
That was JP again?
No, I'm asking him questions now. It's time we turn the tables on this inquisitive chap.
It doesn't say, but he's got Beaker as his profile picture.
He's got Beaker?
Yes.
From
the Muppet?
Oh, that's someone else.
My sister has a dog named Beaker.
That's cute. What kind of dog is it?
That's all the information.
Scientists have a dog named Beaker.
It just seemed like it was serendipitous. You know.
Mark wants to know how do some of Good and Evil's songs tie with the concept of duality shown throughout the album?
That's an essay question.
Yeah, it's a really long answer to that question.
I would like to know how...
You're getting farther and farther from the mic.
I would like to know...
I don't know. Never mind. I'm not going to speak on this question.
Yeah? I didn't mean to scare you.
Hero sends his answer. You know, that's, they all are, so I don't really, that's just, it's a hard question.
Should we skip it?
We'll come back. Pass.
Okay. All right. Good answer. Will you ever bring back the Do Not Listen to Taylor Hall shirt?
I believe it was a Don't Not Listen to Taylor Hall shirt.
Oh, was it?
Oh,
yeah.
Don't.
Well, we wouldn't have made shirts that said Do Not Listen to Taylor Hall.
Maybe we should have.
I looked at it fast, I'm sorry.
Oh, did the person get it right?
What?
Did the person get that makes sense.
Oh, okay, yeah.
yes, we will, sure.
No, we won't. Whatever, next. No, pass.
We have listeners.
We have some
okay, yeah, whatever you say, boss. We'll bring it back. Sure.
Who's the best at everything?
Ross.
Yeah, probably Ross on that one.
Yeah, Ross.
I'll take it.
You gave away a ton of free trophies with your new album.
Well, they weren't free.
Oh.
Well, no, but sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh, wait, just kidding. Well, how much did cost?
How much
is that really the question?
Jefferson Plum's from the UK.
Is this another JP question?
So is
no, it's from Matt.
Oh, okay. No, she's just filling us in. Jefferson.
He's answering your question.
What does he do?
Thank you, Jefferson.
What does he do?
Well... Yeah, what does he do?
While we're answering these
questions. What does he do that he's free during the...
I hope it's solving crimes.
We're trying to answer like 5 questions.
Is it 5 hours earlier in the UK right now? I'm trying to figure out.
I think it's 6 hours later, I think.
So 7 hours before never.
The trophies were handmade in Switzerland. And they were very expensive.
That's the only way to ensure that they're not on one side or the other.
Do you get free trophies at, like, at shows to you, or no?
No, what happened was we offered... Jeez, I'm sorry. That's embarrassing.
He's not really sorry.
We offered...
It's all right.
We offered a pre-order to those anticipating the release of our album Good and Evil, which came out last month. And the first 500 people to place a pre-order received this deluxe package, which included a trophy. And the trophies were $1,000 a piece.
They were not made in Switzerland, though.
They were
We don't know where they were made.
We're not neutral toward neutral countries.
They're made in Morocco.
Right.
That's again, Morocco.
We're not sure But we suspect they were made in Morocco.
They're made in a sweatshop in China.
And probably the scientific method where he states his hypothesis first. And then
he's very empirical with trophy derivation science. TDS, as we say.
Jay Plum says...
I'll start question asker.
Well, no, now he's answering our questions.
Yeah, he's answering your questions. He says, cool. I'm not sure how to say this word. I'm a pseudonym?
Pseudonym?
Pseudonym.
Okay.
And he says, it's APM. Being a pseudonym is a full-time job.
So his real name is something else.
So he just... But that's what he
knew
is.
That wasn't a real name.
He is a pseudonym.
He is a pseudonym. Oh, not man. He has a pseudonym.
He just blew
he
my
is
mind.
A pseudonym.
This interview is turning into a murder mystery.
Oh, my gosh.
It was Professor Plum in England.
7 p.m.
Have any of you guys ever had sleep paralysis?
Paralysis?
Sleep paralysis?
Sleep paralysis. No.
I don't think so.
What exactly is sleep paralysis?
I'm not really sure.
I think it's where you wake up and you can't move.
It's the worst
right?
thing.
Have you had it, Bora?
In the world, yeah.
Bora, tell us. So step up to the mic and tell us about it.
He got bed bugs, he told me the other day.
Yeah, why am I the only one with, like, bed-related
You have bed bugs?
And you have lice?
What's up?
Well, when you're asleep, your brain sort of turns your body off, so you can actually be at rest to genuinely recuperate your body's parts. That was a weird word to say. But if you regain consciousness, but your brain has not returned function to the rest of your body, you can't move. But you're aware that you're lying in bed frozen, and you can't take a deep breath. Like when you wake up, you inhale the day.
I've totally had that. I know exactly what you're talking about.
And when
about.
You wake up and you're aware of everything, but you can't move, it's horrifying.
Mm-hmm. It's terrible.
That sounds...
The end.
It's like you're half asleep, half awake.
Does it wear off gradually, or does it only... How long does it last?
Are you trying
it lasts...
Anything?
Yeah.
It seems kind of
you're
like...
And I'm trying to, like, jump out of it, mm-hmm. but I can't move.
So did you fall back asleep?
I can't just because it's just so it's so distressing.
So how did you come out of it? Eventually you just could move something?
It's just it's up it's in the cards of life and poker.
And when Link faces a mummy.
Yeah, only worse, 10 times worse.
A long distance relationship.
It can last for 5 seconds, it can last for 10 minutes. And there's nothing you can do about it.
Well, thank you for telling us.
Back
to you, Alyssa.
Okay, I have a bunch of questions. If you could be in a different time or era, which would it be? That one was asked by Chris.
The future would be exciting. The past would be probably exciting.
Now's pretty great, though.
Present's are awfully exciting. Disco. Era.
What are your favorite movie soundtracks?
Forrest Gump.
That is a really great soundtrack. Mm-hmm. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
You know, Aladdin.
That's a good one.
Alan Menken's pretty good.
Yeah.
I remember really liking Beavis and Butthead, the movie soundtrack.
I like some of the Life Aquatic.
Aren't they bringing back
the Truman
Beavis
Show.
And Butthead or something?
Oh, really?
I might have heard that. I don't know if it's true or not.
I haven't heard that, but that would be...
3D.
3D.
Koyaanisqatsi.
That's a good one.
Matt wants to know, I'd like to buy a round of drinks when Tally Hall comes to Boston. What are your drinks of choice?
I don't think we've ever been asked that, ever. Very good question.
I couldn't tell if he was joking or being serious.
Sounds a little bit angry, too. Very good question.
I couldn't tell if he was serious or not.
I'm a Scotch guy.
Yeah?
Wow. A JW, whack on the rocks.
I'm an Appletini man through and through.
I should go with a whiskey ginger of some type.
I like Appletinis, but virgin. Hold the rum, that's what I say. Is it rum in there?
Speaking of virgins, I'll take holy water.
Wow, second that. Is that okay?
That's a very good answer.
It's tough to find real bona fide holy water to
holy
give
water
us
Holy water would be great.
Does anyone drink holy water?
Not to drink yet.
What would happen?
A friend of mine gave as a wedding gift holy really? Water in like a vial.
Did he chug
like
it?
The fanciest presentation I've ever seen.
Chug.
I don't think the...
You just waste it by drinking it.
Waste it? You get superpowers. That's how Superman got
it. They kind of waste it by dumping it and just dripping it on people, right?
I don't know much about this.
There's a lot of power in that.
Next question.
David wants to know, or David says, please ask Bora if he could quote from his 15 seconds of Bora, Meaning of Life.
I believe that was...
He wants me to scream.
Scream, yeah.
Really loudly.
We'll do it. Go, yeah, okay.
Yeah. Do you want... All right. The guy asked.
That is
you
true.
Have to do what people say all
he's
the time.
It's going
to
be loud. He's going to scream.
I can't do it for... I don't know if I can do it for that long. Maybe we should try.
Give it a shot.
Here, let me film. Let's film it.
Let's be good in slow motion.
Oh, man.
This is going to be great radio also.
Okay, here's the timer.
Oh, you're gonna really...
We're gonna time it. Stopwatch.
I'll put my hand down when you're complete.
Don't scream into the mic. Like, stand, like, back a little bit. So people aren't...
3, 2, 1, go!
Very close.
Really great
Bora.
Very close to 15 seconds. Awesome.
Well, Bora, you're fired.
How long was it? How long was it?
It was 12.9 seconds.
Oh.
And you put your hand... I like that you put your hand down, even though he wasn't 15 seconds. You gave him the it's all over signal.
I just wanted to do some type of
after he...
signal with my hand.
Well, you tried.
That was not a good try.
Serious question. Does the tempo gradually speed up in Fate of the Stars, or is it just clever drumming?
I'd
say both.
Part one of Fate of the Stars has some slight gradual increases in tempo. I don't know. It's not like a consistent, it's by the same amount the entire time or anything. Unless, maybe it is. I don't know. You know what? Our producer had a really cool way of doing the click track through a metronome. So sometimes he would sort of, on the fly, adjust tempo slightly. Versus sticking to it in a program. So, actually, I think all five of us don't really know because we were not in the control room when any of that was happening.
It was interesting to see how much emphasis the producer, Tony Hoffer, put on tempo.
The subtlest tempo differences.
We would spend days just...
years.
We would spend days just tweaking things by the tiniest fraction of, a tempo shift. Was very important to him, and perhaps that was wise.
Just to clarify, how much time do we spend again?
Days!
How is this record, different than your other one? I know you guys had, covers in the Mary Kate and Ashley song. I can't remember the name of that one.
We had an album cover.
One of the albums is good and the other one's evil.
The first album is a lot more lighthearted than the second.
Well, we were,
and it just reflects different periods of our lives.
We had a strange time frame as a band where we were about between sort of 19 and 21 when we were writing the first album, and then between 23 and 25 when we were writing the second album, maybe even later. So there was a wide gap, 3 or 4 year gap between writing the first album and writing the second album. Actually, even more than that, 6 year gap. So. They sound pretty different, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one was sort of just getting to college and
giddier,
on campus,
younger,
and discovering the start of your life, and the other was kind of the mid-20s, post-college, facing maybe a bit more of reality, I feel like.
And if Ross feels like that, that's what it is.
And you guys are selling this at your show tonight at Lincoln Hall.
Hall tonight. With two other great bands we should mention. Well, one great band and one great artist. Casey Shea is opening, and Speak is also opening.
What time is the show start?
Doors are at 8.
Doors are at 8, Lincoln Hall, and $250 a ticket.
I don't know if it's all ages.
It's not $250 a ticket.
It might only be 18 and up. I'm not positive. It could be all ages.
Lincoln Hall.
I'm a star ticket.
Check Google Lincoln Hall.
I'm sure Lincoln Hall's website has all sorts of great information.
If you're listening to this, you must be on the internet.
Use it.
Well, I don't know. Someone tried to break that rule, apparently, earlier.
Person was a liar.
He was the internet, if I remember correctly.
Oh, man. You guys are playing Lincoln Hall tonight. Go to the Fearless Radio website, and because they're linked up, Tally Hall, and then you can check out, other dates on your Facebook, correct? Tally Hall.
Yeah.
Sure. Or our website, tallyhall.com, has our other dates as well.
Follow us at Tally Hall on Twitter.
We're verified. Just thought I'd throw that out there.
On Twitter?
I don't know what that even means. I just see the check mark next to it.
It means you're real. It means you're legit.
How? What does that mean?
I don't know.
You know what it is? It's a very subjective stamp of approval given by Twitter, but it's very subjective. There's people that have hundreds of thousands of followers who aren't verified.
Do people have to apply for verification?
I don't know exactly how it works.
That's
what I'm saying. It's like a little panel that's internal.
Well, I actually know all about this.
Oh, do tell.
It's President Obama's full-time job.
That's all he does.
And the presidency?
Joe Biden.
Is he even verified on Twitter?
It's as simple as that. I should hope so, Ross. I should hope so.
One last question from Twitter.
This is first duty in office. Never
mind. Matt wants to know, is You and Me going to be your next video, or do you have another track in mind?
We'll have to wait and see.
All right.
Thank you for your curiosity, Matt, though.
All right. Well, thank you guys for coming to hang out today.
Thank you for having us.
Tally Hall, Lincoln, Tally Hall.
Yep.
At the Lincoln Hall. Mm-hmm. I got kind of confused for a second.
Yeah.
Come hang out early and buy the new record.
Cool.
And which song would you like to close with? I picked the first two songs, so I feel like you guys should pick the last one.
Let's close with Fate of the Stars.
Okay.
Yeah.
Someone brought it up. Might as well.
Track 14.
It's a long one.
Well, thank you guys again. And next time you're in Chicago, you should come back and visit.
Thanks for having us.
All right. Here's Fate of the Stars by Tally Hall. And stay tuned because at 2 o'clock, it's actually 2:20 right now, but we have Call Us Kings coming up and then The Clutters at 3 o'clock. So stay tuned. Tweet us questions at Fearless Radio. Like I said before, here's Fate of the Stars by Tally Hall, and you're listening to Fearless Radio's New Music Binge.
Still follow closely ahead. Prepare to exist by the living and dead. Too slow or too kind or too wary of those two at ease. Past all the buried impressions of them, sullen, drawn eyes and expressions. Senses are lost to observe. Sky.
forevermore. Complacent in its reasons for give and take and sleep and wake and pray for a day and night to come. Again we see there's certainty in what we feel and what we feel. Again we see there's certainty in expectations all the same.
Guys, we're All-Star Weekend. Make sure you request us on fearlessradio.com.